is my latest oil painting. I like it. It's like this. It reminds me of some rendering small figures, which I usually don't do, with just little dabs of paint there, little suggestions of shape. And it either works or it doesn't. There's all going to be strings holding all these hands to all these other things going off to the horizon, signifying sort of the control of unseen forces. That's my latest oil painting. That thing should be $50 million, hopefully someday. I want to talk a little bit about Trump is on the campaign trail saying that he's against CBDC. No, CBDC is under his realm. And of course, it's a populist issue. Nobody likes CBDCs. The only people who are ambivalent to it are just people who don't know about it. So the so-called left liberal class, and they've never actually even heard of it. So they don't even need to say, so what do you think about the oncoming CBDCs? Huh? Pretty good, huh? For the abolition of freedom and the total surveillance economy. Pretty good, right? They have never even heard of it, the liberal class. Because liberalism now is just the opposite of Trump. So now, since Trump said he's against the CBDC, well, it's a simple matter for the Jewish mafia, who's behind the CBDC, to get the liberal class to cheer it on. I want the CBDC! Because it's the opposite of Trump. And you tell them, look, you shit lib. You dumb fucking brainless reactionary douchebag. Not even a real lib. I'm an example of a real lib. Somebody who's read John Stuart Mill. Somebody who's read John Locke. Somebody who's read fucking the fundamental basics of our economics. That's a liberal. Somebody who's works and enjoys the efforts of their own labor. That's a liberal. That's not what liberalism now. Liberalism now is just whatever the opposite of Trump is, I'm for. Okay, liver, you fucking brainless reactionary retard. So if Trump told you not to jump off a cliff, I'm assuming there would be all these liberals jumping off a cliff because Trump said not to, and that's the mentality. That's at least the last 4 years. That's all a liberal was whatever and it's not even whatever the opposite of the Trump was. It was whatever the opposite of Trump was that the Jewish-controlled media told the liberal what the opposite of Trump was. Because like I covered in my previous show, Trump urged everyone to get the vaccine. And the liberals took the vaccine, and that was the one violation. That was their one violation. That was the one time they violated Trump and did the opposite, that did what Trump told them to do. No, they just didn't know that. There've been such an anti-Trump hysteria. And yeah, he's a fucking idiot. I don't know. I don't like the guy. Nobody, no thinking person would really like a guy like that, but whatever. Okay? The last 4 years has been no thinking. Just the opposite of Trump, because they built him up in the mind of liberals to be some kind of like Hitlerian figure, like the evil incarnate. And you surprise, here's a surprise for the fucking shitlib. You say to the shitlib, no, don't Google it. What? Why don't you like, why exactly don't you like Trump? Yeah, since he is the very, oh, he's the center of your political universe. He's the central focal point of all things political. Trump, which is stupid because he was a rather marginal president, rather ineffective marginal president, totally ineffective, didn't really do anything, and certainly didn't even get us involved in a war where every other president has got us into 2-3 wars. So all the other previous presidents, except Trump, got us into new wars. Trump didn't. Oh, but he's evil. Okay, shitlib. What don't you like about him? What is stands out in your mind? And then they panic because they don't really actually even know why they don't like him. Well, he's rich, but that's not enough to not like the guy. He's here's the one they always go to. He's racist. Right? Like, as if they give a shit. As if they've ever lifted their finger for race relations. You know, a douche. Another armchair liberal douchebag. Not a real douchebag. Not a real liberal, though. An armchair liberal. Pretending that they're liberal. Pretending they care about racism, but they've never lifted a pinky for issues on liberalism. It's all talk. That's all liberalism is. It's just so that they can get along with their similarly minded fucking bourgeois liberal douchebag friends. Otherwise, they'll be cast out. Right? They have such a thin attachment to their own sense of self that they go along with the stupidest things just because those stupid things are represented by the Jewish controlled media as being liberal, but they're not liberal at all. Okay? The CBDC, shit lib, is the end of freedom. It's the end of everything, the CBDC. Yeah, and that's what all thoughtful analysts are saying for years now, right? But the shit lib has never even heard of the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. They don't even know it. And now that Trump is against it, watch the Jew media completely orchestrate the opinion of the shit lib to sit there and go searching to easily find, there's no search, to get some fact checkers to say, no, CBDCs are good. Pay no attention to these people telling you that a digital currency that is completely monitored by the government. They can control where, when you can spend it, what you can spend it on. It can expire according to the government, and the government can sit there in real time watching all of your bills as you watching you go through your life as you spend your money. The government agents could literally, if they chose to, if you were of any interest, but most shit libs are of no interest to anybody, so they don't have anything to worry about because they're not doing anything that's of any interest. But should they someday decide to actually be an interesting person, then of course, it should be their concern to have a currency where every single thing you do is watched, recorded. Every purchase you make, man, and there's no escape, right? And the government, if you're bad or you don't pay your bills on time, just deduct it or just shut your CBDC. The fucking Jew, the simple mind of the fucking totally, totally Jewish-controlled liberal, fake liberal imbecile. Excuse me. If I ever say the word liberal, I'm reminding you what I really mean is fake liberals, because there's no real liberals. Like I say, a real liberal would not stand for these unlimited wars. A real liberal wouldn't have a piece of shit like Joe Biden representing them. A real liberal would not want unlimited wars. A real liberal would definitely take the time to learn what CBDCs are and understand the threat to your personal sovereignty by having these Jew bankers in control of every transaction you make. But this doesn't, they're smug. The shit lib is smug. You know why? Because the credible news sources that they claim that they don't even watch, but they claim are credible, right? Like such as ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, okay? And you could throw PBS in there. That's as fascist as the rest of them. PBS and public radio is as war hungry, as surveillance state oriented, as corporatist as everyone. But they talk NPR expresses this fascism in a this like nauseating like liberal tonality, so that it sounds like it's liberal, but it's pure mainline fascism, okay? It's pure surveillance state, banking cartels, and unlimited wars. That's NPR. Oh, no, because they sound like liberals. They're not liberals. Hint. Okay. They're just liberals on gender. Yes. They want your kids' penises to get removed and to get sewn on your daughter's vagina. Yes. That's the extent of the kind of liberalism that you get from the official government version of liberalism, is transgender for the 2-month-olds. Yes, that's their version of liberalism. But true liberalism is very far from being seen out there. It doesn't exist. So now Trump says he's against the CBDC. 100%. It's now a simple matter. It is a simple matter, even though any sentient, thoughtful, thinking, reasonably intelligent person, when they learn the slightest truth about the facts of and warnings about central bank digital currency, how it ushers in the end of freedom, right? As soon as any thinking, thoughtful person makes the effort, a slight effort, takes the time to become an educated person, not a TV douchebag or a Facebook douche-watching douchebag, you know. As soon as you make the slightest effort, of course, you join the rest of the world. Nobody wants a CBDC. It's not popular. That's why a populist president, a populist personality like Donald Trump, is going to use that issue to gain popularity, because thinking people don't want a CBDC, shitlib, brain dead fucktard. But the liberals are going to be now champion. I want a CBDC because Trump doesn't like it. Here's a message to Donald Trump. Tell liberals, do not jump off a cliff. Tell Democrats, don't jump off a cliff. Whatever you do, do not jump off a cliff. And then, you know, your election is going to be a lot easier, because they'll be going off the cliff right and left because they are brain dead. They only know the opposite of Trump. That's it. That is the sole center, like, apotheosis of liberalism now, is what did Trump say? Okay, well, I'm going to take the exact opposite of view of that. So expect the liberals to be championing the CBDC.